Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Sandra. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to file for unemployment.
Okay. Can I have your Social Security number?
418-473-4-85.
Okay. And can I have your first name?
Amy, A-M-Y.
A-M-Y. And your last name?
Champion, C-H-A-M-P-I-O-N.
C-H-A-M-P-I-O-N.
Yes, ma'am.
What's your date of birth?
5/15/97.
And that's May 15th, 1997?
Yes, ma'am.
And your gender is female?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Can you repeat that?
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you ever completed in school?
10th grade.
What is your mother's maiden name?
Osmore.
Spell that.
O-S-M-O-R-E.
O-S-M-O-R-E.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a driver's license?
I have a state-issued ID.
Okay. What state is that issued in?
It's in Alabama.
Okay. And what's that number?
Hold on 1 second. The number is 104-307-64.
And that's 104-07-67.
No, ma'am. It's 104-307-64.
Ma'am, I do apologize. I can barely understand what you're saying. Repeat that number for me.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
If you hear me on speaker, I have on a headset, so that might be the issue.
Okay, I had to get service. It's 104-307-64.
Are you saying? I'm sorry, ma'am. Are you saying 40 after you say 104?
30.
Okay, say 40. Okay, what's the rest?
Hold on. Can you read?
What I have from you so far, ma'am, is 10440.
No, ma'am. It's 104-307-64.
10-4-3-0-7-6-4.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments, direct deposit, into your checking or savings account, or the AL Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Would that be a checking or a savings account?
A checking account.
What is the routing number?
Hold on 1 second. Let me go grab my phone. Okay. Continue. The routing number is 10. I mean, it's 041.
Ma'am. Now you said 10 and not, that's different. So we need to change it from the beginning.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes,
go
ma'am.
Again.
0-4-1-2-1-5-6-3, no, 6-6-3, my bad.
And that's 0-4-1-2-1-5-6-6-3.
Yes, ma'am.
What's the bank
account
number?
I'm trying to see. Why is it not pulling up my banking account number? It's not wanting to pull it up. For some reason, it's not letting me view my number. Why is it not letting me... It's not letting me view my my account number on there.
So did you just want to get the prepaid card?
I'm trying to see if I can get into my other account. Oh, no. Matter of fact, I'm just going to put, am I able to put it on my mom's account?
As long as you give me a valid round number and bank account, they don't. Have any particular, you know, care what account it's going to, long as we have a round number and a bank account number.
Okay. The routing number is...
Hold on just a second, because I have to change it. Remember, you gave me another round number.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay, we've deleted that old number. Go ahead with the next number.
0-4-1-2-1-5-6-6-3.
0-4-1-2-1-5-6-6-3.
Yes, ma'am.
What's the bank account number?
13-417-3435-3722.
13-417-3435-3722.
Yes, ma'am.
And can I have your mailing address?
88 K. James Road, Moundville, Alabama.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry. I have to put it in line by line. I have 88, and did you say K. James, K-A-Y?
No, ma'am. The letter K and then James Road.
J-A-M-E-S?
Yes, ma'am.
Then the word road, R-O-A-D.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what city is that located in?
Moundville, M-O-U-N-D-V-I-L-L-E.
Okay. It's looking for that on the drop down for you. Okay, got Moundville, Moundville, Alabama. What's your zip code?
35474.
35474.
Yes, ma'am.
Is your resident address different from the above mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
What's a good contact number for you, starting with your area code?
205-301-1796.
And that's 205-301-1796. 1796.
Yes, ma'am.
And we have to verify your mailing address. That's 88 K James Road, Moundville, Alabama, 35474.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. Okay, and then it went to the next page. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And what was the last date that you worked?
Over 2 weeks ago.
What date?
Hold on. I think 20th. That was last week. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just waiting on you.
Yes, ma'am. I work on that's the day I got paid. My last day of work was the 13th.
Of July?
Yes, ma'am.
So that's July 13th, 2022.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I'd say around 50 to 60 miles.
I can only put one number, so 50 or 60?
We can do 60.
Okay, 60. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$11.
$11. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your job title?
I'm a cashier.
Cashier, okay. And now, is that in a department store or fast food restaurant, is asking? Or casino?
A department store.
Okay. Now, are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's the name of the last company that you worked for?
Dollar General.
Dollar General? Okay, we have to add that information in for you. Hold on just a second. Okay, we located that, Dollar General Corporation. Okay, and that's the separating employer. That's the last place that you worked.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, do you have a good phone number for them? Start with an area code.
205-301. Oh, for Dollar General, I don't have their phone number.
You don't have any kind of number for them? We have to put a phone number in for them.
Hold on one second. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, their phone number is 205-614-3885.
And that's 205-614-3885.
Yes, ma'am.
And what was the first day that you started working for that company? Ma'am, if you're speaking, you're going in and out. I can't understand you.
June the 21st
of 2022?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you say that your last day at work was July the 13th of 2022.
Yes, ma'am.
What city and state was that work performed in?
In Akron, Alabama.
You're breaking in and out.
Akron, Alabama.
Okay, Akron, and that's A-R-K-O-N?
No, ma'am, A-K-R-O-N.
A-K-R-O-N, okay. Now, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay, now it's asking why you're no longer working. Quit, discharge, other, or lack of work.
Discharged.
Okay. Now it's asking the specific reason why you were discharged, and it has misconduct, dishonest or criminal act, positive drug test, refusal to submit or cooperate with a drug test, falsifying records, tardiness, absenteeism, absence without notice to employer, insubordination, reporting under the influence, intoxicated, unsatisfactory work, violation of company policy. Which one of those would it be, ma'am? Hello, ma'am.
The one that absent and not informing the employer, just the absent one, because I let her know.
Okay, absence without notice to the employer.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And now the name and title of the person who discharged you.
Her name is Tammy Holyfield, and she's the general manager.
Okay, you said Tammy Holyfield?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you spell her last name for me?
Because
I'm not sure how to spell it. I can just put in what I think it is. Holyfield.
I think that's how it is spelled. Let me see.
It's like Evander Holyfield.
Yeah, it's Holyfield.
Okay, so she has two L's and an I. Let's change that. All right. And her first name is Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is the date of that you were discharged?
My last day of work was on the 13th.
The 13th?
No. Yeah, the 13th.
Okay, that's the day they informed you were discharged.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now it's asking, what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
Just me not being able to come to work.
Okay, you were absent that day without notice to the employer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me type that in for you. Hold on just 1 second. What do you have a reason why you were absent? I can put that in for you also.
Yes, ma'am. I was with my daughter. My daughter caught COVID.
Okay, so you had an ill child. Yes, ma'am. Let me put that in for you. Okay, we have that in for you. Now the next one is asking, did you commit the act your employer alleges? So you were absent without notice because your child had COVID.
No, I let her know the reason why I didn't come in. I told her that I had family issues going on.
Oh, okay. So we'll click no. You did not commit the act then. Now, it says, any prior warning for the same or similar act?
No, ma'am.
Okay. The next question is asking, what did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to your discharge? Did you have a meeting with your supervisor and inform her why you couldn't come?
No, ma'am. The only thing that she does is texts and calls.
I'm sorry?
I said, no, ma'am. The only thing that she does is texts and calls. And I tried to let her know the reason why. Like, I tried to talk to her and explain to her the reason why I didn't. And she still took me off of her schedule.
Okay. So you attempted to explain to her the reason why you didn't come in.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We'll put that in for you. Hold on just a second. Okay, we have that in for you. Now, do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, I have to give you this PIN number. You need to write it down. You need to use this PIN number when you file your weekly certification.
Okay, hold on one second.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm ready.
It is 8597. You have the number, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I want to make sure before we proceeded to the next page. Okay, now the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have any questions about the information, please call 800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.